This is Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of Slapfish Restaurant Group, and you're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. And this is my go-to spot for all things food-related in Southern California.
And welcome back. It is the 4th of July holiday weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. And the Halos are on the road today in Houston. Got a matinee game coming up following us, so do stay tuned. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that just enhances what we talk about on Saturday morning and adds a visual component that we can't do with words. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, many of our listeners are either on their way to Las Vegas for the long holiday weekend or are already there. Good time to catch up with some of the dining activities in Las Vegas. And a voice that is known to listeners of the SoCal Restaurant Show is food and event entrepreneur Jolene Menina, operating out of Las Vegas. When we last talked to her, we were talking about the Vegas Test Kitchen, which is going strong, but she's now branched the Vegas Test Kitchen out to the newly opened Palms Casino Resort and has a great program going on there right now in what formerly was their Green Street Kitchen, which for at least till the end of this month is now the Green Street Test Kitchen. And it is a pleasure to welcome Jolene back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Jolene, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Jolene, you have your fingers in so many pies in the Las Vegas food scene, pizza pies as well as sweet pies, that it is hard to keep track of you. So I always like to keep our listeners up to date on your many activities. Jolene, to start out, let's just remind our listeners, if you wouldn't mind, of what the Vegas Test Kitchen is, because it's a really fun concept in downtown Las Vegas. And it evolves over time, but it's a great way to kind of plug into the Vegas food scene. So kind of give us the 411, if you would.
Of course. So we opened the Vegas Test Kitchen December 2020 during the pandemic. It's a multi-concept restaurant that, you know, we basically want to invite all these local chefs that were out of work to come in, test concepts. You know, while they're going through this period of time out of work, a lot of these guys started to hustle and, you know, showcase themselves more on social media and started selling dishes online. And we realized that, you know what, some of these guys may want to eventually have a restaurant or they're going to go back to work. But let's give them the opportunity to come in, set up, use the space as a commissary kitchen, but also sell to the public, get real feedback and see where they can go. So it's really turned into this amazing incubator for chefs, starting with seven different concepts and running about 50 chefs through the last year and a half. Some are residents that are there Thursday through Sunday. Some come in for a night and do a pop-up dinner. Some are literally launching a second restaurant concept and want to come in to get some engagement with the community. So there's all different intentions really for using the space, but we've made it this amazing family, you know, local community, you know, restaurant for anybody to really take part in.
And in terms of how the ordering concept works, this is basically fast casual. I know it's cashless. Tell us a little bit more about the operational component.
Yeah, the best way for us to operate with multiple chefs and concepts in this small space was to go contactless. So we use a technology which is called GoTab. It allows the guests to come in. They seat themselves at a table, they scan a QR code, and when they do that, any menu that is available will automatically open up. So there may be pop and pie for a slice of pie, Yukon pizza, slice for sushi, cookies and mare to get vegan cookies. You can also order from the bar. So it allows you to literally create a shopping cart almost from all of these different concept and then pay for it and everything comes to your table. So it's like being at a food hall, except we're eliminating going to a kiosk to place the order.
Yeah, a little more personal, I think, and more direct contact, I think, with the chefs in the restaurants. Now, you're doing brunch service right now, correct, Jolene?
We are. We have this one at house did for a few weeks a Vietnamese-style brunch. Has been, and she's amazing. She's been with us since the beginning, and just like most chefs that have been with us, have tested out multiple concepts, just another piece of, like, showing her talent. So she's been doing this brunch, and then after this weekend, she moves over to the Palms, which we'll talk about later. And then I have another group that will come in starting next week, and they'll do more of a Southern brunch for 3 weekends in July. So it's, like you mentioned, it's constantly evolving, constantly changing, and you get to meet all of these amazing, like, up-and-coming chefs.
Well, Jolene, for our visitors from Southern California, and as you know, Las Vegas, in terms of being a destination from Southern California, we are a huge feeder market for you, more so now than ever, particularly with the international tourism just kind of slowly coming back. This is a great way for our listeners to experience, you know, what is new, what's creative on the cutting edge. You know, everybody wants to go to the restaurants on the strip. But this is a way to kind of really get in deep with the culinary scene that's going on in Las Vegas. What is the best website where our listeners can go to be able to follow the schedule and know who is coming when?
Absolutely. Definitely go to VegasTestKitchen.com. On there, we update the weekly calendar. So every week it gets updated. And then we also have an events page where you can see where we're going to be, like, showcasing maybe a pop-up dinner or a chef that's going to be coming in next month, so you can make plans in advance. But VegasTestKitchen.com, straight to what's going on this week.
Terrific. Now, again, stretching your wings as you always do, you have taken this into a new venue with full service, and that is at the newly reopened Palms Casino Resort. It feels like it's on the strip, but it's just off the strip. But, you know, this is a property that has a rich history that before the pandemic actually had undergone a massive renovation. And then during this whole process was sold. And there's actually a local connection to Southern California because very unusually, and I think it's the first for Las Vegas, an Indian tribe here locally, this I believe is the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians, who operates here, the Yamava Resort and Casino, bought the Palms Hotel. And what's unusual about this is, Jolene, and I know you'll agree with me, this is not Indian land. So this is an Indian casino on Indian land in Southern California that's done very well, that then became in the position to be able to buy the Palms Casino Resort and reopen it. I mean, from a business standpoint, it's absolutely fascinating.
Agreed. And they're really amazing to work with. You know, I don't know if you know this, but I opened up the Palms in 2001, and I was there for 10 years at Nine Steakhouse.
Oh, wow. So, no, Jolene, I didn't realize that, but now it all kind of makes sense. The dots connect.
Yeah. And so when they asked me to come in and activate the space, I was thrilled. The Palms is dear to me for so many reasons. I had a whole family there, and a lot of those people that we actually opened the casino with in 2001 are still there today. So many people that have worked there in the past all came back for the opening. And so it's just a joy, honestly, to walk into the Palms and to be surrounded by all these awesome people. So I was thrilled when Cynthia CKM, the president of the casino, asked me to join them and partner to do this.
And from everything I hear, Jolene, Cynthia is quite a powerhouse and very well known in Las Vegas. So it's wonderful to see a woman that is the general manager of a property that's as large as the Palms Casino Resort, because it's a big property.
Absolutely. Yeah, she is a powerhouse. She's just a wonderful person. So, yeah, all around was a win for me to say yes and to collaborate.
Now, before we take our break, just give us a little indication in terms of the Green Street Kitchen. What was it before when it was operating as the Green Street Kitchen? And of course, now, you know, you have a different concept that's coming in there for at least till the end of the month. But I have a hunch it might be extended. But just give us a little tease. We'll go to break and we'll come back.
Absolutely. So, well, just to let you know, that Green Street, when it opened, was operated by the Click Group, and it was set up as a speakeasy restaurant. This speakeasy restaurant is huge. It is four different rooms. It is colorful, great art, great vibe. The space is absolutely fantastic. And you walk in, and you walk into this. You don't know what you're walking into. And that's all I'm going to say right now, but we'll talk about what I'm doing in the space, but that's what it was previously. It was basically Asian street food. Joe Zanelli was one of the chefs there. Lanny Chin was one of the chefs there. So they had some great talent. And now we're having our own fun in the space.
Well, as we say, Jolene, we've done the tease. We're going to take a break, come back and pick up the conversation and talk about what's happening in the Green Street Test Kitchen, because it's a lot of fun and it's a good value. We're talking about Las Vegas food entrepreneur Jolene Menina, who has her fingers in many pies in the Las Vegas food scene and is very well known. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. She has organized the Green Street Test Kitchen at the newly reopened Palms Casino Resort. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're happily presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.